He is the head coach of the Washington Commanders. He is a two-time NFL Coach of the Year, 2022 George Halas Award winner. He was a Super Bowl champ as a player. Washington has won three in a row, six of their last seven. They've got a big one coming up Sunday against the Giants. We are joined by Ron Rivera. Ron, it has been a minute or two. I want to say how much I appreciate having you on. Ron, how the heck you doing? How you feeling?
I'm doing well, Jim. Feeling really good these days. You know, winning does that.
Winning does do that, right? And you guys have done quite a bit of that lately. So let me ask you, right now, the team, you started the year 1-4. You've ripped off 6 of 7. You're arguably, Ron, the hottest team in the NFL right now. What, it probably is a number of things, but primarily what sparked that turnaround?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with just getting to that point where everything's coming together. The way they play, the way they work together, the way they communicate, how they approach their jobs. You know, it's been funny. You know, some people say when we were getting ready for the Bears game, this article came out, a little bit of a distraction. And one of the things that we preached about all week was, hey, let's just focus in on playing the game. Let's focus in on our jobs. And it seemed to be that the guys really focused in on just that, and nothing else seemed to matter. So we really just stayed with it. Before we know it, the guys are really coming together. The guys are really playing, and they're just doing a great job of preparing to do what they need to do on the field. Everything else, I tell them, let me worry about.
I like that. Block out the noise. Don't worry about those distractions. Ron Rivera joining us. Ron, I'm curious, like, I could see whereby, especially if you've got a locker room and it's player-led to a certain extent, and you've got good leadership in there, and I know you do. What was the vibe like, though, when the team was 1-4? Like, in times of adversity, like, a bad or negative column is one thing, but when you're 1-4, was there any sign of anybody letting go of the rope or not trusting the process? Any sense at all of, oh, no, here we go again?
No, because you know what was happening, Jim, and unlike last season, when I would show some things from the tape, it was always about what they could do, the things that they were doing that were positive, how close we truly were. You go back and you look at some of the tape from those four losses and you go, man, if we had a quarterback had a half a tick here of a second to throw the ball downfield, if this guy fits his gap like he should, you know, we stop that. Or if he doesn't drop that interception, I mean, there are all these little detail things that we didn't do right. And knowing that if we did them right, it would give us the opportunity to win. And I think the guys really bought into that part of the process, as you said, and I don't disagree with you. I don't think these guys ever lost sight of the process and how close we were on the process.
Ron Rivera is joining us. Ron, you mentioned the quarterback or a quarterback. What about Taylor Heinicke? He gets an opportunity, Ron, and he does what he does, man. He competes his ass off. He makes plays. He sparks his team. What has he meant to the offense specifically? And then how infectious is that energy?
You know, what's interesting is I tell a lot of people, the one thing about Taylor is he understands he has this underdog mentality. And because of it, I think it's what drives him, because he's going to prove people or show people that he is more than capable, that he is an NFL style quarterback. The other thing that I think has really helped his teammates to buy into it is because of the way he plays. He comes in 2020, we're right in the middle of this playoff run, and he helps us get into the playoffs. Then we're playing Tampa Bay and he doesn't back down one iota. In fact, one of the most courageous things I've ever seen. He scrambles, lays out to score a touchdown, and in the process lands on his left arm and semi-dislocates his shoulder and comes back in and finishes the game out. And his teammates never forgot that. I mean, they just thought, man, this dude's a stud. You know, he gave it his all. And I think that's what kind of gives him that infectious attitude that everybody else feeds off of who he is as a football player and as a quarterback.
Ron Rivera joining us. That was an amazing game. That was an awe-inspiring game. I can remember saying, watching that game and saying, man, I got to talk to this guy. We have to have him on the show. And it was because of that very play and the way he showed up in that game. Ron, I want to ask you about a guy that I just love, Terry McLaurin. From where I'm sitting, and this is just where I'm sitting, I think the guy is an incredible player and an amazing leader. What is he like to coach?
Oh, my gosh. You know, he really is a coach's dream. First of all, he's not a diva. I know a lot of guys at his position tend to really focus only on themselves. Terry's one of those guys that is team-oriented. He focuses on the team. And, you know, he's a guy that will do the little extra things the right way. And he sets the example for his teammates. But one of the really cool things, one of the real classy things is who he is, more so than anything else, on and off the field. He is the same guy. And one of the really neat things that he did this year was, and it was after the victory against Philadelphia in the locker room. You know, I just got back from my mother's funeral. And, you know, it was one of those things. It was one of those moments I had. Terry stepped in and he spoke to the rest of the team on my behalf, and it was tremendous. It was one of the best post-game speeches I've ever heard, period, given by a player or a coach, and he's an inspiring young man.
I think, Ron, those who saw that and saw that video know what you're talking about. It was so moving. What was your mom like, Ron?
You know, she was a very tough, very private woman, but she loved everybody. And the thing that was really neat about mom was, you know, she was a military mom and she understood that. So wherever my dad went, she packed us up and she moved us there. She ran the family when he was gone. She had to be mother, father, coach, teacher. She did everything. And even to the point where, you know, one year she would pitch batting practice to us. Another time she would run tackling drills for us because we, you know, four boys, we all played sports. And whatever sport we were in, you know, we wanted to be the best, and she would do all those things. And you know, she's just an amazing woman, you know, and anybody that understands Army life and what it's like to be an Army wife, Army mom, she was special. She really was.
That's an amazing anecdote. Ron Rivera joining us for a few more moments. I appreciate you sharing that. You know, Ron, you had an amazing quote, I thought, when the team dropped to 1-4, and it's one thing to drop to 1-4, but the way you lost that game, pick on the 1 yard line, you said afterwards, quote, "I wanted to throw up after that," end of quote. I bring it up because I want to ask you this. I mean, that's pretty visceral, and I don't doubt that for a second. Is it because you hate losing that much? Is it because you love your guys that much? Is it because of the work and sacrifice that goes into it? What makes one of the toughest dudes ever say something like that after a game like that?
Mostly because of everything you said. The way our guys work, the way our guys compete, the way our guys have come together, it's one of the things that you're, you know, I mean, I'm truly proud of who these young men are just because of the way they've done things. They've done everything that I've asked. They've done everything their coaches have asked. They've done everything that their teammates need them to do, and to lose on the last play. Now, credit to them. It was a heck of a play by their linebacker. But for our guys to do the things the way they've done them and work hard and get ourselves in that position, it was rough. It really was, and I felt really bad for our guys. I really did.
Ron Rivera joining me for another moment or so. Really quickly, Ron, what about the division? I mean, it was not that long ago. Not only have you guys turned it around the way you have, just a couple of years back, the NFC East was something of a punchline, and now you've got four teams in that mm-hmm. division lining up and punching people in the face. I mean, it feels like that NFC East ball throwback the way it used to be. What does that division feel like to you in 2022?
It feels exactly like that. And I've heard some people say, you know, the beast of the East is back. And I don't doubt it just because of all the things that have kind of come to fruition. You look at it, you know, like with the Giants, you know, having the draft picks where they've had them for as many years, and they're starting to come of age, and you start to see those guys play. And then part of the mentality that Coach Daboll has brought to that organization. You look at what they're doing in Philadelphia with the quarterback, with Jalen Hurts and everything, and everything seems to be built around him, and it just keeps going. And then Dallas with their dynamic athletes, it's just, you know, you see that. And then us, you know, going back to old school, playing a little bit of physical football in terms of running the ball and trying to play really good defense, I think that's it's going to be competitive, and it can be competitive for a while if we can continue to do the right things with our personnel and keep, you know, putting those types of players into the play.
Right. There's no secret what you want to do. You want to pound the ball on the ground. You've got a couple of guys who can do it. Last thought, Ron, what about Chase Young? He continues to work and grind to try to make a season debut coming off that torn ACL. Can you share what is his status right now? Is there any chance at all he goes this weekend?
There's an opportunity. I think, Jim, the biggest thing everybody got to understand, it just wasn't the torn ACL. You know, he had a little the patella tendon was injured as well. So that's kind of what slowed the whole process of his return, more so than anything else. So now it's about working it back into shape. And the one thing that Dr. Andrews has told us is that he'll know for sure, because right now he's got to go out and be on the field and do those kinds of things in practice. We can't mimic what it's going to feel like doing regular rehab. You have to rehab it as you practice. And so this is what it's all part of. And we try to check with him after he's done, see where how he's feeling, how it feels to him. And then, you know, we get a chance to see if we can get him back. The nice thing, as far as it's concerned, he had a good week last week. We're hoping for a good week this week, and we'll see how things are come game day.
So one last thought on the way out the door. Ron, you sound amazing. I mean, you sound amazing. You look great. I'm watching you on Zoom. I'm curious, in terms of where you are in your journey, are you having so much fun with all this right now? Or as the guy, do you still feel such an overwhelming responsibility to so many people for so many different things that it's kind of hard to allow yourself to have fun? What's it feel like to you now?
A little bit of both. I kind of get that whole sense that, you know, I have a fiduciary responsibility to the organization to do the things that are right for us. But at the same time, I'm enjoying it because I got a great group of people around me. Got a good staff, got good coaches, got good players, guys that buy into what we're trying to sell. And I think that's going to help us as a football team as we go forward.
Bottom line is NFL head coaches do not have to do shows like this. You have always been available to me and to the show. I appreciate that so much, Ron. I appreciate the relationship, and I appreciate the opportunity to get caught up. That was so much fun. It's great to have you back, Ron. Thank you very, very much.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you.
Ron Rivera is the head coach of the Commanders, a two-time NFL Coach of the Year, and I want to be very clear about that. NFL head coaches do not need to do media hits like that.